You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, some really big news coming out of Carlton for their Good Friday clash with the Roos.
Well, their defence is going to be much, much better when you look at names on the team sheet. Mm. Jacob Wiedering, Caleb March back to do a defensive duo system there. That's big news for the Blues.
Yep.
And
yeah, come on.
Remember at Gold Coast where Elijah Hollins had a little moment that was now part of the headlines anyway now about using illicit drugs?
Mm.
Copped a two-game ban? Well, that's clear. So he's back in the lineup as well.
He debuts.
I dare say that just saying illicit drugs is going to open a door, isn't it?
Oh, well, we have to talk about it again. I genuinely think this is one of the great beat-ups. I often say this, but this is how the media works, Rich. This rule has not changed in 20 years.
If I could have a moment of whereby I could get Andrew Demetrio, Gillon McLachlan and Mark Evans in a room again, like we were in 2014 when they said, guys, we've got a new policy with the players' union. These sheets that we give you every year, and I've got this one that I printed out, the last one ever, of all the illicit drug tests done year by year, how many have failed the first test, second test, etc., what substances were in the tests. We're not giving you that ever again. I'm going, guys, that's a mistake. Because once
they didn't name anyone, though.
No. But we had a profile on how many tests, whether the were more and more failures or whether
Have we missed it?
Well, what it's done is now it's led to a perception that it's all been covered up. It wasn't being covered up.
No, that's because it's the way it's been reported.
Now, the tests have been going on for 20 years.
Mm.
It is no shock to me that club doctors are going up to play saying, you know what, we need you to come into a room and give us a sample.
Yeah.
They are trained to look for certain things, aren't they? Mm. And then there's a list. You know what? You're going to be randomly picked week by week here because we've got to keep an eye on things.
Yeah. And then there's the players that possibly do have a problem and then they can rort the system a little bit self-reporting.
Yeah, they self-report. And then once you're on the strike, every test after that's a failure is not counted as a strike because you're supposedly in rehab.
Mm.
Now, okay, there are some big issues. We've debated this policy for 20 years, Kim.
All
of a sudden people say, oh, secret tests. They haven't been secret. They just, the results haven't been given to us.
I love that.
I always thought that was a mistake.
Yeah.
That's my view.
And look, it may be my view. My point here is that this is nothing that's really new. And I loved it. I was in the car last night and I heard Blighty and Wilds and they opened their show and Blighty launched. He said, where have these journos been for 20
years?
Worse
than that, where are these club presidents, club CEOs and coaches who are trying to say, oh, we didn't know this was going on?
Mm.
Now, you can't say you didn't know this was going on.
I'm
otherwise, you're
well,
failing
your
in
boss
your job.
Said that,
didn't he? Well, you remember when he first became president and we were debating this policy? Mm. He was going, we're going to have zero tolerance support. We're going to have hair tests. And the players' union came and said, hang on a minute. And remember, zero tolerance. Anyone who fails a drug test at Port is out.
Mm.
And I want to know, if these people are saying we didn't know this was going on, may I remind you, the AFL actually sends you a profile of your squad. Gentlemen, there have been 332 tests at your club. Six players have failed. Two are on two strikes. These are the substances being done. We will not give you the names because we're not allowed to. But
well,
this
why
is
are they
the
waffling on like this?
What is going on here?
Yeah, it's all right for Koshy, say everyone has hair tests. He doesn't have any hair, Rooch, so he's safe, isn't he? All righty, we need to go to a break.
He might be like me, grows in the wrong places.
I don't want to think about that, Roach. Creepy, awkward. All right, we're going to hear from Paul Marsh, who's the president of the
CEO.
CEO, of the Players Association. Had a lot to say today on various
about time
networks.
Too.
Yeah, We can't play it all, but we're going to play a little bit. We're up and away. We'd love to hear from you. Get the text coming in on 0427 154 166. Or if you'd like to have a quick chinny, blaming the migraine for stumbling, Rich, ring on 1300 736 736.
Good.